Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life. The process is there where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, the purpose, and the destiny that God has for us. In this 15-minute segment, we're going to be empowered in our walk of faith, empowered and in the process of our faith and how we are going somewhere. We're going to a there place that we're spiritually growing in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And as we grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we are being changed line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, and depth to depth. Just like Abraham, God is taking us somewhere. He's leading us to a place where he's making us, transforming us. And we're becoming more and more like him. As we become like him, we become the light more like him. We become that salt more like him. We become more of that wisdom of him. And as we do, someone's life is being touched. Someone's life is being influenced. Someone's life is being led to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior through us, through our life of worship unto him. So as we go through this process, which is an ongoing process, we will never stop until the day he cracks the sky or we go and meet with him. We're going to be on a continual journey of a process where we are being changed for the glory of God. So it's a wonderful thing when God chooses an individual, a tribe, or a nation for his glory. He gets the glory out of them. And we are chosen not of ourselves, but because he chose us for his glory and for his purpose and his call. I'm so thankful to be with you. We are starting a series dealing with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. For this season in our life, we need to know wisdom. We need to walk in wisdom. We need to be aware of how God is going to move with a greater understanding. But we need to be able to take that same wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and not apply just only for the spiritual things, but our everyday life. How we live to make sure we get victory. God has promised us victory in this season. He's promised us in this year there's going to be great victory. And the victory that he's going to give us is victory that's going to come by his hand. But it's us also wanting to be in the presence of God and know his will and his word, but walk in that wisdom, that knowledge, that understanding that he has so that we don't miss anything, that we don't make mistakes, that we get in our own way. But we continue to walk in his will and his way. Looking in at Proverbs, the first chapter, and we're going to be looking at the few verses in there, and we're going to glean what we can in this short to empower us with wisdom of God. When we read that verse 2 especially, it says, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instructions of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equality. To give prudence to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and understand wisdom, and a man of understanding will obtain wise counsel. To understand a proverb is an enigma, and the words of the wise and their riddles. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise and instruction. So we're going to deal with those verses right there for just a few minutes before we move on. When we read this, we understand that the purpose of the book of Proverbs is to know wisdom, understanding, and instruction. And we want that. God wants us to have that. He's used Solomon to write this book, but he was one of the wisest kings, men that we know. He had wisdom that God gave him that was beyond his years, and God gave it to him because he wanted to be able to lead God's people in wisdom and knowledge and understanding. So when we read this, we open up ourselves to wisdom, and not on just areas that we think, but in every area of our life, the wisdom of God. We want that wisdom. We want that ability to understand instructions and to have an understanding on things that we would not normally know unless that we have been instructed in wisdom through Proverbs, through God. God desires and wants us to acquire ways to receive wisdom, instruction, and understanding. That means that there are ways that he wants to show it to us. And it might be in our on the job. It might be with our family, in a marriage. It might be with a friend. But he wants us to, even in ministry, to gain wisdom, instruction, and understanding. And he wants us to acquire these ways. He's going to teach us in all of these areas, and he's going to show us in all these ways how we can do it if we allow him, if we allow his spirit. Receiving wisdom is going to help us develop our skills. Instruction is going to help us live a disciplined life. And I'm going to say that again. Receiving wisdom is going to help us develop our skills. That means whatever skills you have inside of you, God's wisdom, the wisdom that he's going to give, is going to help you develop them even more. It's going to stretch those skills, those abilities, even the more, because wisdom is going to be there on how to do it and how to handle it and how to move and maneuver in those areas where you have skills, and how to do it in such a way that it brings glory to God. Instructions is going to help you live a disciplined life, because instructions give us what we need so that we'll have something to follow. And in that, we're going to be able to live a life that brings glory to God, and we're just not going to be living wild and without instruction and free-hearted in the way that we want to. But it's going to help us live a disciplined life. And what we mean by that, that means not living under the law, but enjoying your life, but living in a way that brings God glory, living in instructions that glorify God, that other people's lives can be blessed by, and your life can be blessed by it. So that's what he wants. He can develop discipline by applying words of insight. As we apply words of insight, words of wisdom, we are developing discipline. That means as we eat the word of God, as we live the word of God, as we apply the word of God, as we take that word in and we apply it to our life daily, that we're just not hearers of the words, but we're doers. And we're saying, God, I want to live in such a way that it pleases you. Help me that whenever I hear your word, that I take that word in and I act on that word by faith, and I apply it to my life in every area. And I'm saying develop, mature, grow, expand, that you might possess me, that I might produce the fruit of righteousness, the fruit of wisdom, the fruit of knowledge and understanding, that someone else might be able to thrive by it, live by it, grow by it, and be encouraged by it, blessed by it, and God himself will be blessed. So we want God to be glorified. We must know that to have skillful and godly wisdom, we've got to have instructions. To know and to have skillful and godly wisdom, we've got to have instructions. Instructions are given throughout the Bible. God gives us instructions. And as we obey the instructions, as we see the instructions, God gives us strategies even within the instructions so that we can win, so that we can grow, increase, so that we can be everything that he's called us to be. And we can be successful in areas of our lives that we need to be very successful in, so we can show his glory. And so that's what he wants. We have to be able to discern all matters. And we do this with the spirit of faith, of spirit of truth. We have to be able to discern all matters. God doesn't want us to be ignorant. He doesn't want us to walk in a place where we are not knowledgeable. I've said this before. Anytime you walk in a place where there is not knowledge, where there's not understanding, it's considered to be darkness. Even in the Greek, to be ignorant or to not have knowledge is a place of darkness. It's a place where the enemy can come in and steal, kill, and destroy. It's a place where the enemy can come in and cause them great suffering because there's no knowledge. Knowledge is a word in the Greek and the Hebrew of truth. So wherever there is truth, the spirit of truth, there's knowledge, there's understanding, there's wisdom, there's the ability to see. And we want that ability. We want that knowledge. We want that understanding, so that there is no place in our life where ignorance or darkness or suffering can come in, because the truth of God, the truth of wisdom, the truth of his understanding is there to help enlighten us, to lead us, and to guide us. And that's what we want. We no longer want to give ground or way or places or avenues to the enemy who has stolen time, energy, opportunities, strategies from us, because we have not allowed the truth of God, the wisdom of God, the understanding, the instructions of God to take us where we need to go. that we have been so bent on our own way and our own insight and our own mindset that we are missing places of victory. We want to be open to the will of God, saying, God, show me your wisdom. Show me your understanding. Show me your knowledge. And show me the ways and the places where I have not allowed your wisdom, your knowledge, your truth, your understanding to minister to me, to teach me, to show me, so that I can gain the victory and that the enemy has stolen from me. I need to gain that back. Because when you catch your thief, he's got to give back to you what was stolen, what was lost. And we want areas of our life where we did not win, where we didn't walk in victory, where we didn't walk in purpose, where we didn't walk in wisdom and understanding and instructions, and things were taken from us. We lost things. We want God to be able to give those things back. If maybe it was in your marriage, mistakes that was made. You don't want to keep making those same mistakes. You want to grow from those in relationships, having healthy relationships in the church, in your family, with your children, with your neighbors, with your coworkers, as much as you can. Maybe it is in the business, things that you need to do, things that you need to change, how you're doing things. Maybe it's in ministry. Whatever it is, we can all use and apply the wisdom of God, the instructions of God, the understanding of God, and those who see God move miraculously, that we do not continue in the same mistakes or same patterns, that we allow His light to come and reveal to us what we need so we no longer are walking in an area where the enemy is able to steal from us because we have not let truth go there. So I'm praying that you're getting this and that you're understanding that we all need. I don't care how long we've been saved. I don't care how long we've been in church and how much we know. We all need the wisdom of God, the understanding of God, and the instructions of God. And we need to come like a child before Him saying, God, teach me, show me, reveal to me. Let me always be teachable. Let me always be a person that can be instructed and led. Don't allow me to be pious and prideful when it comes to you because you know everything and I know very little. And that's how you have to be. We have to be able to discern, like I said, all matters with the spirit of truth, which is God's spirit. And we must be able to comprehend the words of understanding and insight so that we can move in the principles of the applied word. We want to be able to move in those principles that are applied, the applied word of God. We want to be able to comprehend the words of an understanding, just not hear it, but comprehend truly by the Spirit, by revelation, what He's saying and how we can move in that and apply that, not just hear that word, but be able to comprehend truly with the Spirit, with the heart, with the soul, those things that God is saying to us, and not just hear the surface, but go deeper than the surface and allow that root, that seed of that word to be rooted in us, grounded in us, so that we can bear fruit in areas that we have not been bearing fruit, that we can be able to live in such a way that people can see that there's something that has happened in an area of our life where wisdom is applied, whether it is where you don't understand people, how to treat people, how to relate to people, how to work with people. You allow God's wisdom to step in, and now you are able to embrace. Because wisdom has stepped in, truth has stepped in, understanding is stepped in, and you are able to see, hear, understand, know how to walk in patience and in compassion and love and wisdom in ways that you have not. Every one of us needs this, and I want God to teach us how to apply that word and move in that word when we receive proper instructions for our lives. We're able to walk and live in wisdom and a wise behavior and a wise pattern and wise instructions. We're disciplined and we have wise thoughts. So everything that we think of, there's a wisdom that comes that we now walk in. We don't say everything we want to say. We don't have to be have the last word. We don't have to be the one that's got to know it all, got to say it all, got to do it all. But there is a wisdom so that we give other people the opportunity to grow, to become, to develop as well, and to hear and to receive. And all of us are gaining, no matter what area it is. We are all moving in a direction for God's glory and God's will. That's all the time we have for today. I pray that I've instructed you and I've given you something to hold on to. We'll be back tomorrow with more in Proverbs coming from this first chapter. There's so much that we can receive from it, and I pray that you're getting it because I am too, and I'm saying, God, help me to be all that he needs me to be in the earth. Be blessed and have a wonderful day.